all the while rubbing her legs together. She was turned on, and I could see she wanted me as much as I wanted her. Pushing my pants down, my cock sprung out. Kylan sunk her teeth into her lip and moved her hand between her legs. It was the hottest fucking thing I'd ever seen. Reaching over, I grabbed her hand and shook my head. The first time you come is going to be with me inside of you. Closing her eyes, she whispered, "Dear God, you're killing me." Not being able to contain my smile, I crawled onto the bed and pushed her legs apart. I want to go slow. Memorize everything that makes you feel good. Her head thrashed back and forth as she grabbed the sheets. Slow is good, but a hurried up slow is even better. Damn this girl. She had somehow managed to sneak into my heart, and I wanted more than anything to keep her there. Lifting her leg, I gently placed kisses on her thigh.
Oh God. Faster, slow, faster, slow.
Smirking, I moved across her pussy, just enough for her to feel my hot breath and lift her hips for more. Placing my hands on her hips, I held her down. I wanted her to stay still so I could tease her a bit more.
No,
she whimpered.
Please, don't.
I glanced up, but kept my hands on her, holding her body down.
Stop,
she called out as she tried getting away from me. I quickly sat up and moved away from her. She was breathing so heavy, I thought for sure she was having a panic attack.
Please don't, Peter, please,
she softly cried. My heart dropped as I realized she was being taken back to a bad memory. Kylan, it's me, I said as I reached out for her. She dragged in a deep breath and stared at the fire. I'm so sorry if I scared you. I didn't know, Ladybug. When she looked at me, it about killed me. Fear was not only on her face, but in her eyes as well. When the single tear slipped down her cheek, I quickly moved to her side and wrapped her in my arms. Her body trembled. Reaching for the covers, I pulled them up and over us as she melted into my side.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. I swear I would never hurt you.
She slowly nodded her head and barely responded with,
I know.
I wanted desperately to ask her who Peter was. Whoever he was, I wanted to fucking kill him. When Kylan finally fell asleep, the sound of her breathing relaxed me almost immediately. As my eyes grew heavier, I made a promise to myself that I would never again see that look of fear in my Kylan's eyes ever again. Never.
15. Kylan. My eyes opened, and the first thing I saw was Thano. My chest fluttered as I watched him sleep. It didn't take long for the memory of earlier to resurface. Closing my eyes, I silently cursed Peter for invading my world. Snapping my eyes open, I focused on Thano's breathing. Smiling, I let the peacefulness of it settle my thoughts. The way he reacted earlier and held me in his arms caused another piece of that wall to crumble to the ground. The moonlight danced across his face, and I was totally swept away from my reality. The only thing that mattered right now was this man and how desperately I wanted to be one with him. With a smile spread across my face, I decided we needed to pick up where we left off. But this time, I was taking the lead. Reaching over carefully, I turned on the lantern and lit the room up enough to see everything, but not enough to where I thought it would wake him. Grabbing the one condom that remained on the bed, I slid it under my pillow. I slowly moved my hand under the sheet and found Thano's semi-hard dick. Wrapping my hand around it, I gently moved up and down as I watched his brows pinch together and a low moan form in the back of his throat. My lower stomach pulled with such desire, I swear I wanted to crawl on top of him and sink down without even worrying about a condom. Claire would kill me if she knew I had unprotected sex. With an evil grin, I got an idea. Opening the condom wrapper, I put the condom in my mouth and attempted to repeat what Susie Walker did with the banana and a condom when Claire and I were at her 16th birthday party. I'd never in my life put a guy's dick in my mouth. This could turn out to be bad. Very bad. Slipping under the sheet, I positioned my mouth and went for it. Thano's body jerked as he moaned. If I do this and that asshole slept through all of it, I'll be really pissed. Fuck. He hissed as his hand laced through my hair and his other hand threw the sheet back to see what I was doing. Clearly, I wasn't very good at this and ended up having to use my hand. Thano didn't seem to mind one bit. Crawling on top of him, I captured his eyes with mine.
Are you sure?
He asked. My chest fluttered with how caring he sounded. I'm very sure, I replied with a smile that had him flashing his beautiful smile back at me. His hands went to my hips while I slowly sank down on him. Jesus, you're big. When he laughed, I swear it rolled through my body and heated it even more. Slowly working him in, inch by inch, I leaned down and sucked his lower lip into my mouth, gently biting on it. His moan went straight to where my desire was slowly building. Lifting up to pull him out some, he grabbed my hips and shook his head as he lifted up, pushing himself deeper inside of me, causing me to let out a gasp. God, he's so big. I'm not going to be able to walk for a week. With a smirk, I reached between my legs and played with my clit as I sank onto him, allowing his dick to fill me completely. It was heaven. Pure heaven. I'd never felt like this before in my life. I slowly moved my hips until I got the friction I was looking for. If I kept playing with my clit, I was going to come. My hands moved slowly up my body until I found my nipples. Thano's eyes darkened with lust, and I could feel he wanted me to go faster. But this was my show. Dropping my head back, I moaned. My hand found that sweet spot between my legs as I played with it again.
Jesus, you look beautiful touching yourself, Ladybug, Thano panted out.
Bringing my eyes back to his, I placed both hands on his chest. I quickly learned to love his pet name for me, and I swear every time he called me it, I was turned on even more. I moved faster, but not too fast. It was slow, steady, a rush I'd never in my life experienced. Thano gripped my hips harder and began pumping, instantly building the orgasm I had been trying to hold off. His eyes piercing me, he spoke in Greek.
Netreleni.
I had no idea what he said, but it was my undoing. My entire body shook as my orgasm hit me so hard, I swear I saw stars. Thano, I cried out before he had his arms wrapped around me with his mouth swallowing my cries of ultimate pleasure. It felt as if it lasted forever. When I finally slowed my movements, he masterfully rolled us and hovered over me.
That was beautiful, Ladybug. Absolutely beautiful.
My head was spinning. I was still throbbing when Thano began moving inside of me. Oh God, I panted out. He was doing something that was the most magical thing I'd ever experienced. I was going to come again. I'd never in my life had an orgasm during sex, and now I was about to have two back to back. What are you doing to me? I panted as he smiled. His mouth moved to my neck.
Does that feel good, baby?
I swore I could feel it in my toes. Yes, please don't. Don't stop. Not even caring how I sounded, I was desperate for this orgasm. His lips were next to my ear where he whispered,
I don't want you to come again yet, Ladybug.
My eyes widened in shock. What? Is he insane? What? I whimpered. I began to move my hips, but he pressed down harder on me. For one quick moment, I panicked as he pinned me. But when he looked into my eyes, I knew I was okay.
Are you okay?
He asked as he slowed down some. Frantically nodding, I replied with a gasp, Yes.
You feel so good, Kylan.
He stopped talking and buried his face into my neck as he seemed to lose his control. What was slow and steady turned into Thano pulling back and grabbing my hips. He pulled out and pushed back in so hard and deep, I cried out. That was it. He was hitting the spot over and over with each thrust into me, and I loved every single second of it. More, I whispered.
Kylan, baby, come for me now. My eyes rolled to the back of my head as he pushed in and did something with his hips, causing me to slam my hands over my mouth and cry out as the orgasm rippled through my body. Something happened between the two of us in that moment as we both came together. Thano pushed in deep, his body shaking as I felt myself squeeze around his dick. When he stopped moving, he buried his face into my neck again, gasping for breath. My arms wrapped around his neck while I tried to take in air. Once we both had our breathing under control, Thano looked up and into my eyes. I was very aware that he was still inside of me. I could feel his dick twitching, and for some reason, it made my stomach drop that he hadn't wanted to pull out right away. His eyes searched my face, as if he was looking for something. With a smile, I placed my hand on the side of his face. I've never experienced anything like that before. His face lit up while he lifted his eyebrows. Two orgasms. I wasn't sure why I felt the need to share it with him, but I did. I've never had an orgasm during sex before, let alone two. Thano's smile faded some, before it grew into a wide smile. Leaning over, he gently kissed my lips and pulled back some.
Kylan, I need you to know that was one of the most amazing moments of my life. I don't think I could ever put into words what making love to you felt like.
My heart slammed against my chest. Then I remembered his whispered words in Greek. What did you say to me earlier? In Greek.
He let out a nervous chuckle. I have no idea why I keep talking to you in Greek.
I smirked before giving him a wink. Because, you know, it turned the girls on. Thano was still inside of me, resting his body on his arms. He slowly shook his head.
I've never talked to anyone but my family in Greek before. Not even Savannah.
Savannah. That must be the girl who broke his heart. I frowned. It was suddenly very awkward with him bringing up another girl while his dick was still inside of me. Clearly, he saw my reaction to him saying another girl's name. He quickly pulled out and jumped out of the bed. Slipping the condom off, he tied it in a knot and threw it in the trash can he had sitting in the room. He let out a deep sigh and began moving into the bathroom as I sat up.
Wait, you didn't tell me what you said.
When he turned and looked at me, I sucked in a breath. His face wore an expression of regret. I wasn't sure if he regretted bringing up this Savannah girl or making love to me. Clearing his throat, he barely said,
I said, you drive me crazy.
And just like that, he turned and walked into the bathroom, turning on the shower. Pulling my legs up, I no longer felt that warm, happy, bubbly feeling I felt 5 minutes ago. Fighting back the tears in my eyes, I closed them and counted to 20. I needed to get my emotions in check.
Kylan, did you want to hop in the shower?
My eyes snapped open and anger raced through my body. I scrambled out of the bed and wrapped the sheet around my body. Walking into the bathroom, I expected him to still be in the shower. When he wasn't, it felt like I had been slapped across the face. It would have been so romantic to have had him stay in there. If he was trying to send me a message that what just happened was a mistake, I got it loud and clear. He frowned when he saw me wrapped in the sheet. I stood frozen in one spot while he dried off with the towel he must keep here for when he stays the night.
I only have one towel.
Lifting my chin and squaring my shoulders, I dropped the sheet. Thano's eyes took in every inch of my body before I turned and stepped into the shower. The only thing in the shower was a bar of Irish Spring soap. Rolling my eyes, I quickly scrubbed my body and then used it to wash my hair. Peeking out of the shower curtain, I saw he had left the towel and lantern for me. After shutting off the water, I reached for the towel and dried off in record speed. It was freezing in the house. When I stepped out of the shower, I ran my hand over the steamed-up mirror. Staring at my reflection, I was overcome with a sense of sadness. How could such an amazing moment be ruined by the mention of one name? He regretted sleeping with me. How could I have been so stupid to let my guard down and let him in? I should have known better.
Pulling in a deep breath through my nose, I slowly blew it out. Spinning on my heels, I walked into the bedroom, only to see Thanos sitting on the bed. He had lit another lantern, so the bedroom was lit up. I quickly found my clothes and got dressed.
What are you doing?
I'm getting dressed. What does it look like?
Why?
I slipped on my t-shirt and shook my head as I looked back at him. I can't do this. He drew his head back and gave me a confused look.
Do what?
For years, I built a fortress around my heart. You're the first guy I've ever let my guard down with. The first one I've opened my heart up to, and I feel like all I'm getting is whiplash with you. One minute you're whispering romantic things to me in Greek, and then, looking away, I fought to regain my composure. I wasn't going to let him bring me to tears. No guy would ever do that to me again. My eyes caught his stare, and I was positive I saw something in those eyes that I've longed to see in a man's eyes. Only it was gone as soon as it came. My chest tightened, and I felt sick to my stomach. And then you're looking at me like you just made the biggest mistake of your life. Thano jumped up and walked toward me. I held up my hands. Stop. Please don't come near me. I don't think I can resist you when you touch me. My chin trembled as I looked down and swallowed hard. Get it together, Kylan. Your heart is camouflaged, and I don't know how to read it. Looking back up at him, I barely said, one minute you're warm and the next you're cold. Maybe I'm not supposed to be the one to read it. He shook his head.
Kylan, I'm not sure I'm ready yet for you to have a piece of my heart.
And there it was. The final blow to my already fragile heart. I forced a small grin. And here I thought maybe we both shared a moment together.
We did,
he said with an urgency in his voice. I've been through too much shit in my life, and maybe I was wanting something that just wasn't there. He shook his head.
No, Kylan, if you would listen to me for a minute.
His doorbell rang, and we both looked out. I was dressed, and he wasn't. Taking the light, I said, I'll see who it is.
No, wait,
Thano said as he frantically searched for his clothes. Quickly making my way out of his room, I needed to put distance between us. Opening the door, I breathed a sigh of relief as I saw a state trooper standing there. He smiled as he looked me over.
Ma'am, just checking to make sure everyone and everything is okay. I see you had a tree land on your vehicle.
Oh, yes, that is Thano's car. He owns the cabin.
The storm has already passed, and they are working on the roads to clear them, so you should be able to leave by morning.
I glanced over my shoulder and saw Thano walking toward the front door.
And the power?
He asked.
The trooper nodded his head. Crews are working on it now. I'm actually heading back down the mountain.
Is there any way you could take me to Montu Springs? It was out of my mouth before I even realized I was thinking it.
What?
Thano said.
Kylan, what are you doing?
Not bothering to look at him, I stared at the trooper. He looked between the two of us.
Is everything okay here, ma'am?
Yes, everything is fine. I'm feeling rather claustrophobic. I don't think I can wait until morning.
Thano walked up next to me. Jesus, Savannah, what in the hell are you doing?
My head snapped over as my mouth dropped open. My entire body shook from head to toe. My name is Kylan, not Savannah.
Thano's face turned white. I didn't mean to call you that. I swear, Kylan.
Turning back to the trooper, I looked at him with pleading eyes. Please, can you take me home? When the single tear rolled down my cheek, he nodded. I quickly slipped on my Converse sneakers. Thano stood there the whole time, not uttering a single word. Before I stepped out into the frigid cold, I looked at him. I'll have your drawings ready by Wednesday. He opened his mouth to speak, but nothing came out. I hadn't realized until that moment how much I had longed for him to put up an argument. For him to beg me not to leave. Another stupid tear slipped from the corner of my eye. Quickly wiping it away, I forced a smile. Goodbye, Thano. The trooper started for his truck as I followed. By the time I got to the car, I lost all control of my emotions and began crying. When the trooper opened the door to the back seat,
He lightly took a hold of my arm. Are you sure everything is okay?
I nodded. The only thing that's wrong is I was foolish enough to open my heart up again. He didn't do anything to hurt me, I swear.
He didn't say a word, just a small head nod as he held the door open for me to slip in. The trip down the mountain was nerve-wracking and probably the longest drive of my life. By the time I got home, a small amount of snow covered the streets. With the streets empty and the light shining on it, it almost looked magical.
Are you okay, Kylan?
During our drive, I made friends with Trooper Joe. He was married with 3 boys, all under 5. His wife was his best friend, and they had been high school sweethearts.
I am. Thank you so much, Joe. I'll never be able to repay you.
He walked me up to the door and flashed me an adorable smile.
Nonsense. It's my job to help people.
My phone vibrated in my hand, but I didn't dare look at it. Joe nodded and turned to leave as I unlocked the main door to my apartment building.
Hey, Kylan.
Glancing over my shoulder, I asked,
Yes?
Give him a chance to explain. He looked like his whole world collapsed when you walked out of his house.
I doubt it.
With a forced smile, I nodded.
I will. Night, Joe.
Good night, Kylan. Good luck with everything.
I watched as he walked back to his Chevy Tahoe. Be careful, I called out, not really caring that it was almost 5:30 in the morning and I was yelling out. When my phone vibrated again, I lifted it to see Thano's number. My finger hovered over the answer button. When it stopped ringing, I slipped it into my back pocket and made my way into the building.
16. Thano. I stared out the window while my mother went on and on about someone coming over for dinner. It had been almost a week since I'd talked to Kylan. She had emailed me the plan she drew up for the cabin. When I called her office, Casey told me Kylan had taken a few days off and wouldn't be in until next week. If I needed anything, Claire should be able to help.
You're a million miles away, Athanasios.
Lifting my head up, I smiled at the sight of my grandmother. Yeah, yeah. Look how beautiful you look. She made a spat sound 3 times on herself before reaching her arms out for me.
When am I going to get some great-grandchildren? I'll be dead soon. I'd like to meet them, you know.
I held back a smile and kissed her on the forehead.
You see, Mama, I told you, he is stubborn. He wants to see me suffer.
Rolling my eyes, I glanced outside to see Thad walking up with a group of people.
Who is that with Thad?
My mother clapped her hands and cried out,
They're here. Quickly, Athanasios. Walk your Yaya into the dining room and help her get seated.
My grandmother pulled her arm from mine and shot my mother a dirty look.
I'm not dead yet. I can walk myself to the food.
Turning to me, she asked,
Have you been eating? You look too thin. Come to me tomorrow. I'll make you a good old-fashioned Greek dinner.
Leaning in closer, she whispered,
Your Metera doesn't cook as well as I do.
Peeking over to my mother, she hadn't heard her mother dissing her. Deciding to go along with her, I nodded.
Sounds good, Yaya.
We both walked into the dining room as everyone else was piling in. Thad caught my eye, and I swear he looked like someone had kicked him in the balls. He walked up to me and said,
Mom's friends, from Greece. I just picked them up at the airport. Heads up, the one in red? She's your betrothed.
My head jerked back. What the fuck? Everyone turned and looked at me. I swear if my mother was able to shoot daggers from her eyes, I'd be dead right now.
Athanasios, your mouth. Do I need to wash it out with soap?
The girl in red looked at me and smiled. She was pretty, very pretty, but I wasn't the least bit interested in her.
Sit, sit. Let's eat.
My mother called out as the group didn't even have a chance to be introduced. By the time the food was served, I was introduced to my mother's best friend's family. Seeing as this was the first time I'd ever heard of this best friend, needless to say, I was a bit surprised to learn that her youngest daughter, Karen, and I used to play endlessly when we were younger. So you lived here in the States until moving to Greece 10 years ago? I asked. Agatha nodded.
Yes, when my father-in-law needed help with the family's restaurant,
My husband was quick to move us all back to Greece.
Nicholas looked bored out of his mind and kept looking at his watch. Got somewhere to be, Nicholas? I asked with a smirk. Before he could answer, my mother replied,
Nonsense. He is looking forward to tonight with you, Athanasios.
Nicholas and I both sat up straighter and said together, Tonight? My mother smiled as she glanced over to my father. He looked like he would rather be sitting in front of the TV watching football.
Did you not talk to the boys?
He rolled his eyes.
For the love of all things, good, can you let them be?
I stole a look over to Thad. He shrugged, but smiled. He had finally brought Phoebe home to meet my parents the other day. I knew he only did it to get our mother off his back. Strut a pretty Greek girl in front of our mother, and she was satisfied for the time being.
Nonsense. I want my boys to find happiness. Oh, shit,
Nicholas mumbled. I couldn't help but notice how Karen was staring at me. I wonder if she got the memo this wasn't the late 1800s and marriages were no longer fixed. Leaning over to Nicholas, I whispered,
If you can cause a distraction, I'll grab my truck and we can hightail it the hell out of here.
He chuckled and whispered,
Okay, but is it bad that I am actually attracted to Hadley? It's been a while since I've gotten fucked.
Turning to him, I shook my head.
Are you kidding me? No, I'm not. She's pretty. Mom is throwing her at my feet, and I'm tired of jacking off in the shower.
You'll lead her on, asshole. What happens when Mom starts talking marriage?
Nicholas laughed.
Jesus, Thano. I'm talking about fucking the girl for one night. What in the hell are you doing talking marriage?
You can't take Mom's best friend's daughter out and then fuck her and expect she is going to be okay with that.
Who? Mom?
Rolling my eyes, I hit him on the leg.
No, Hadley. She's the one who isn't going to be okay with it.
Nicholas reached for his glass of wine and took a drink, but not before he winked at Hadley and she blushed.
Oh, trust me. She's going to be fine with it. So will her little sister, Karen. You can practically smell the horniness coming off of both of them.
I fell back into my seat as I pushed my hand through my hair. When I looked across the table at Karen, her eyes were lit up while she ran her tongue slowly over her lips. I quickly looked away. Oh, shit. I'm so screwed. The music felt like it was pounding inside my head. Nicholas and Hadley had hit it off almost immediately. Of course, they also made out in the backseat of the truck the entire ride over to the club. At one point, I swore they were fucking with the way she was sitting on his lap.
Will you dance with me, Thano?
Karen asked with a pout.
My muscles tensed. Maybe in a bit.
She looked disappointed.
I really don't want my sister to have all the fun tonight.
I could easily take this girl back to my apartment and fuck the shit out of her. The problem was I had zero interest in her. The only way to cut to the chase was to ask her what she wanted from me. What exactly are you wanting from me, Karen? She tilted her head and pressed her lips together. Walking up to me closer, she ran her finger across my chest.
Sex. Lots and lots of sex while I'm here, before my mother drags me back to Greece.
I laughed and shook my head. Then you're with the wrong Drivas brother. You should have gone out with Thad. Her smile dropped and was replaced with a look of anger.
I knew it. My mother said you probably weren't over your fiancé dying. And she was right. What a waste of time. The only reason I went along with this is because all my mother does is tell me I need to find a good Greek boy to marry. Ugh, I just want to get laid. Maybe Hadley will share Nicholas.
My eyes widened in surprise. Well, okay then. Laughing, I used my hand and made a sweep across the crowd. Well, if you want to get laid, there you go. Have at it. Turning, I walked up to Nicholas and shoved my keys into his hand. If you're into threesomes, Karen is open for it. My brother's face lit up.
Fuck yeah. Where in the hell are you going?
I'll take a cab home. I'm over this shit. Sitting in the lobby of Kylan's office, my knee bounced as I waited for Claire. When she cleared her throat, I jumped up.
Claire, it's good seeing you again.
She lifted one eyebrow and managed to narrow her other eye. I don't think I'd ever seen anyone pull that off before. It for sure made her scary looking as hell.
I wish I could say the same thing.
But seeing as you made my best friend take off for a week and not tell a soul where she was going, I think I'll pass on the friendly gestures.
Kicking at nothing on the floor, I nodded. I deserve that. I was wondering if I could talk to you, though. Please. Glancing over to Casey, she said,
Send my calls to voicemail, unless it's Kylan, and don't tell her the ass... I mean, don't tell her Thano is here.
Ouch. I was starting to second-guess me coming to talk to Claire. I followed her into a meeting room where she shut the door and motioned for me to have a seat. I did, and waited for her to sit. When she didn't, I dragged in a deep breath and decided to get right to it. Who is Peter? Her face turned white as a ghost.
I'm sorry. What?
Peter. Who is Peter? Swallowing hard, Claire sank into a chair and covered her mouth. The tears in her eyes caused my heart to start racing. Shit, now I really wanted to find this guy and beat the hell out of him. Opening her mouth to speak, her voice cracked a few times before she was able to talk.
Why are you asking?
I moved about in my seat for a second. When Kylan and I were up in the cabin, we made love. She pinched her brows together.
Yes, I know. I also know you acted like you had made a mistake after you fucked her, and then you called her by someone else's name.
My heart physically ached thinking that Kylan thought I regretted being with her. I had no damn excuse as to why I called her Savannah, except for maybe having just said her name earlier. Cracking my neck, I tried not to let my anger show. If Kylan had only given me a chance to talk to her, none of this bullshit would be necessary. Standing, I looked directly at Claire. First off, I do not regret making love to Kylan. That's what we did. Made love. I didn't fuck her, as you saw fit to say. We made love. It was amazing. She was amazing. She is amazing. I have issues I've been trying to work through. Claire let out a gruff laugh.
You don't say. Well, newsflash, Thano. Kylan has issues too, but she wouldn't lead you on and then drop you.
Scrubbing my hands down my face, I let out a frustrated sigh. That's something for me to talk to Kylan about. Not you. Sorry, Claire. She glanced over my shoulder and smirked.
Well then, here's your chance.
Turning around, my breath caught at the sight of Kylan standing there. Kylan, I whispered. With a soft smile, she looked from me over to Claire.
Sorry I left without telling you where I was going. I needed some time to clear my head.
Claire stood and made her way over to Kylan.
It's totally not okay, but I'm glad you're back. Where did you go? My parents' summer place.
With a knowing nod, Claire kissed Kylan on the cheek.
Want me to stay?
When her eyes met mine, I saw something in them. Something that gave me hope I hadn't fucked things up too badly.
No, it's okay.
Peeking over her shoulder at me, Claire used her two fingers in motion that she was watching me. I couldn't help but chuckle. I loved seeing how close the two of them were. When Claire shut the office door behind her, Kylan made her way to the very opposite side of the room and sat down at the end of the table. I slowly sat, and we were both soon lost in one another's eyes. Kylan finally broke the silence.
Why are you here?
I knew what I was about to do might push her away from me, but I was ready to take that chance. Who is Peter? Her face turned white, like Claire's had. When her breathing picked up, I had to force myself not to jump up and take her into my arms. Glancing down to the table, she swallowed hard and then cleared her throat.
Peter is Claire's brother. When my parents died, I went to live with Claire and her family. I had no other family. My father's parents died years ago, and my mother was estranged from her family.
My heart ached inside my chest. I wanted to comfort her, but I knew she needed her space as she retold her story. She played with a spot on the table as she continued to speak.
Claire and her family were all I had left. My parents named Claire's parents as my legal guardians if anything was to ever happen to them. I moved in with them almost immediately. I was 14, and little did I know my nightmare wasn't only going to be my parents dying.
17. Kylan. My hands were shaking as I let the memories race back into my mind. Thano looked pale,
I could tell he was forcing himself to stay seated and not rush over to me. That comforted me a small bit.
What do you mean?
He asked. Everyone treated me like I was a part of the family. Claire and I shared a room for the first year I lived with them. Then her father got a promotion at work and we moved to a bigger house. My parents' estate was tied up in probate, and all of it would go to me at 23. There was a small amount of money that was given directly to Claire's parents, but they insisted on setting it aside for me. I couldn't help the small smile that spread across my face. Kim and Scott, that's their names. They honestly treated me like their own child. It still blows my mind to this day what they did and continue to do for me.
They sound like wonderful people.
Looking at Thano, I nodded my head. They are. I shook my head and blew out a breath. After Scott got the promotion, I was able to have my own room. It seemed like once we moved, things changed between Peter and me. I'd, of course, always had a crush on him. You know, your best friend's older brother. He was almost 2 years older than Claire and me and was always watching out for us, protecting us. With a weak smile, I looked back at the small chip in the table and started running my finger over it again. Peter used to tell me how beautiful I was, and that someday when I got older, he'd show me how much he loved me. He was going to be my knight in shining armor, the one who would save me from the bad dreams I still had about my parents' accident. Little did I know at the time, he would become my worst nightmare. Peeking up, I saw Thano make a fist. He was probably already guessing what happened.
What did he do to you, Kylan?
Years of therapy helped me to get past the betrayal of Peter's trust. It helped me to understand I wasn't at fault. There were moments, though. I found myself standing in the shower, scrubbing my body to get his smell off me before I realized it really wasn't there. I was at the point in my life I could talk about it if I had to. But one question from Thano and I was on the verge of breaking down. My chin trembled before I closed my eyes and counted to 20. Opening them again, I looked directly at him. Tackle it head on, Kylan. When I turned 16, Peter took me out to dinner. He said he wanted to show me off to everyone. I was finally old enough for him to show me how much he loved me. I slowly shook my head. I was stupid and naive and believed every word he said to me. I had no idea what he meant when he kept saying that. Scott went out of town for his new job often. He was supposed to be gone for 2 days. That night, Peter came into my room. I remember sitting up in bed and asking him what he was doing. He locked the door and gave me a smile. My heart leapt in my chest because he handed me a single rose. I looked out the window and pressed my lips together. To this day, I can't stand to look at pink roses. Thano continued to watch me, not saying a word. I was dressed in nothing but a t-shirt and panties. When I got out of bed to take the rose, Peter looked at me like he had never looked at me before. It was like he was seeing me for the first time. He took my arm and pulled me to him. He kissed me, and at first I liked it, but then he got rough. He bit my lip so hard it started to bleed. Anger moved over Thano's face. When I told him to slow down, he said he was sorry. It was just that he wanted me so badly. It was then it all hit me. He wanted to have sex with me. I told him I wasn't ready for that, but he said I was. I was so scared. He pushed me down onto my bed and quickly unbuttoned his jeans and pulled out a condom. He told me if I yelled out, Claire and his mother would think I was a whore for having him in my room. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to yell out, but I had gotten out of bed to take the rose. In my mind, I instantly thought I invited his thoughts by getting out of bed. But I also knew Claire knew me better than that. I'd never let a boy in my room. I got confused as to why I didn't tell him to leave when he first came in. Thano shook his head.
No, Kylan.
I was so lost in my thoughts, I didn't realize what was happening until he ripped my panties off. I started to push him away, but he put his hand over my mouth, and then he used his other hand to hold my hips down. Thano stood up, causing the chair to fall back and me to jump at the sound.
That motherfucker.
He tried like hell to get it inside of me, but I fought him with every ounce of strength I had. I thought if I fought long enough, he'd realize what he was doing. But then he got mad and grabbed me so hard I began crying and stopped moving. When I stopped moving, he eased up on his grip, but he still held me down. Closing my eyes, I shook my head. It hurt so bad, I just laid there. I guess he thought I was either enjoying it or I had given up the fight. When he moved his hand from my mouth, I screamed as loud as I could. I heard someone try to open my door, and so did Peter. He quickly covered my mouth, but I kept trying to scream. The next thing I knew, the door busted open and Scott rushed in. He saw Peter on me and pulled him off of me. He threw him to the floor, and that was about when Claire and her mother walked in. My voice cracked as I rubbed my hands over my arms to warm myself up from the instant chill in the air.
Jesus, Kylan. I'm so sorry, Ladybug.
My eyes snapped up to his. Claire and her parents had to testify against Peter. It took me a long time to forgive myself for having to have them put their own son and brother in jail. Thano walked around the table towards me.
He deserved it.
Slowly standing, I nodded. I know that now, but at 16 it was harder to accept. Stopping right in front of me, Thano put his hand on the side of my face. I allowed myself to feel the warmth of his touch as I gently leaned against it for a moment before stepping back from him. So, now you know my story. I don't let it define who I am. Yet I did allow the hurt and betrayal to keep me from opening my heart up to another. At least until you. I live life to the fullest, enjoying every moment I'm given. I won't lie and say I don't have moments of weakness, because I do. I think you saw that when I left your cabin. Thano nodded slowly, lost in his own thoughts. Now it's my turn. Who is Savannah? I imagined his face looked exactly like mine did when he asked about Peter. My heart raced as I waited for him to tell me.
She was my fiancé.
My hand went to my stomach and I instantly felt sick. That wasn't what I was expecting, and I was stunned by how that news made me feel. He grinned slightly.
Actually, she was my high school sweetheart. My parents were not thrilled I was dating a girl who wasn't Greek. But I loved her, and I didn't care. I asked her to marry me when we were in college. My mother was upset with me, but Savannah had such a way about her. She won my mother over.
He let out a soft laugh.
And that's not entirely true. My mother was upset with me, but finally stopped arguing with me.
I didn't want to know the answer to my next question, but I asked it anyway. Did you get married? His shoulders dropped and he shook his head.
She was walking down the aisle and collapsed.
My hand instantly came up to my mouth as I sucked in a breath of air. Oh my God.
She had a heart attack and died right there at the church, in front of everyone. We found out she had a heart defect that no one knew about.
Dropping my hand, I let my tears fall freely. I could hear the pain in his voice, and that killed me. I'm so sorry, Thano. He looked up at me, his eyes filled with tears.
I promised her my heart, and I'm not sure I can give it to anyone else.
My mouth fell open as I searched for something to say.
When I'm with you, I forget all the pain. I forget Savannah.
Reaching out for the chair, I grabbed it to keep myself standing. My legs felt as if they were about to give out on me.
When we made love, I'd never experienced such emotions, not even with Savannah. I never whispered things to her in Greek. I never called her Ladybug. With you, it's so different.
Quickly wiping my tears away, I tried to make sense of what he was saying to me. I was beyond confused. One second he was telling me he couldn't give me his heart, and the next he was telling me how different it was with me. My head was spinning.
I didn't tell you the whole story about the ladybug. My grandmother told me ladybugs were drawn to pure love, true love. When I realized I was calling you Ladybug, it freaked me out.
Furrowing my eyes together, I forced myself to talk. Why? Because I couldn't possibly be the one you loved? I was lost between feeling so incredibly hurt by his words and angry as hell because he was denying what was right in front of him. He looked at me with a blank expression.
I loved Savannah.
Swallowing hard, I asked, and you can never love again? Is that what you're saying to me, Thano? You can never find another love like that. Or, God forbid, something even more. Something deeper. Because I thought I was so broken by Peter I would never be able to trust someone enough to love them. I opened my heart up, and I started falling in love with you. So, you're telling me you could never love me.
I'm not sure about anything right now, Kylan. I know I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about that night we made love, and that confuses the hell out of me.
Standing, I looked directly into his eyes. Well, let me be clear on one thing. I am not Savannah. I will never be her, nor do I ever want to be compared to her. I've lost a part of me as well, Thano. The only difference between us is I have chosen to move on with my life, whereas you have chosen to stay in the past. I won't let myself get hurt by you or anyone else. He narrowed his eyes as if I had said the most insane thing ever.
I don't want to hurt you. That is the last thing I'd ever want to do, Kylan.
Forcing my tears back, my throat and lungs burned. My chin trembled and I had to fight to keep the room from spinning. Looking down, I watched as my tears fell and landed on the floor. I lifted my head and forced myself to speak. But that's where you're so wrong, Thano. Because you just did. More than you will ever know. His eyes widened as a pained expression took over his face. Taking a step closer to me, I held up my hands to stop him. A sob escaped from my pressed lips. No, please don't touch me.
Wait, Kylan, don't do this.
I'm sorry, Thano. I can't play second to someone else. I'm falling in love with you, and the only way I can keep my heart guarded is by letting you go. A tear slipped from his eye and slowly rolled down his beautiful face.
Please, don't do this.
Taking a step forward, I reached up and softly kissed his lips. I hope you find what you're looking for. Thano shook his head. Quickly making my way around him, I headed to the door. My heart was pounding in my head so loud I could hardly hear myself think. As I reached for the door, Thano grabbed me and spun me around, his eyes pleading with me to stay.
Don't do this. Please, Kylan, I... Shit.
His hand pushed through his hair as he let out a string of curse words.
Fucking hell, please stay. I need to figure this all out. I'm confused, that's all.
My chest heaved as I tried to contain my feelings. I wanted more than anything to fall into his arms and tell him I would wait. I'd wait forever for him to realize he loved me and not some ghost. But that wouldn't be fair to either of us. I'd always second-guess who he truly loved. There wouldn't be a day that would pass where I wouldn't wonder if I was just someone he settled for. Lifting my chin, I gave him a weak smile. If you really wanted me to stay, you wouldn't be confused, Thano. You would have told me how you felt about me without even having to think about it. His eyes filled with tears while I reached my shaking hand around my back and found the doorknob. My body felt cold as I turned it. Opening the door, I walked as fast as I could away from the only man I'd ever loved. Possibly the only man I'd ever truly love.
18. Thano. Frozen. Kylan quickly walked away as I stood there watching her like the fucking idiot I was. Frozen in place, unable to move. Her words swam in my head, causing it to throb with each breath I took.
If you really wanted me to stay, you wouldn't be confused, Thano.
Those words replayed over and over as I stood there looking at an empty hall. What did I do? Pushing both hands through my hair, I wanted to scream out. I wanted everyone around me to feel the same pain I was feeling. I let her walk away. The one woman who moved me like I'd never been moved. My ladybug. Shaking my head, I turned and stared out the window. My ladybug. Was Kylan my true love? And not Savannah? I loved Savannah so much. Or did I love the idea of Savannah?
Closing my eyes, I was taken back to the night I told my parents I asked Savannah to marry me. It was my father and I alone on the back porch.
Do you love this girl, Athanasios? Or is it a first love crush?
Staring at my father, I was dumbfounded. Not you too, Dad. You're starting to sound like Mom. Yes, I love her, and no, it's not because she was my first love. I want to be with her. He lifted his left eyebrow and gave me that knowing look, the one that said he knew more than me.
You sure you're not hell-bent on being with her because your mother is against it?
My heart skipped a beat. I had never lied to my father, and I wasn't about to start. Swallowing hard, I forced a smile. That may have been the reason I first started dating Savannah.
Really? The foundation of your relationship was started on deceit.
That's not the reason now. I fell in love with her, and I want to be with her. Walking up to me, my father placed his hand on my chest.
In here, Athanasios. That is where true love starts. It starts with your breath, catching the first time she smiles at you. Your chest will tighten and then warm with the sound of her voice from across the room. The desire to be near her will overwhelm you. Your heart will actually feel as if it has been torn in two when she sheds a tear. That, my son, is love, true love.
Opening my eyes, it hit me like a brick wall. I loved Savannah with all my heart. I knew that without a doubt. But none of those things ever happened when we first met. I thought she was beautiful. She gave me her undivided attention, and knowing she wasn't Greek gave me a rush. Every time we were together, it was a damn fucking rush. With Kylan, her not being Greek never even entered my mind. I was drawn to her immediately. Her smile made my breath catch in my throat every damn time. Her laughter gave me hope. My desire to be near her was constant. When we made love at the cabin, it felt as if we were one. It was the most amazing moment in my life. Talking to her in Greek, calling her Ladybug. I never did any of that with Savannah. The first time I made love with Savannah, we were both drunk and it was prom night. I didn't even really remember it. The guilt swept over my body instantly as I turned and made my way out of the building. My head throbbed as I fought to understand what in the hell was happening to me. I headed to the only person I knew to go to. Savannah. Staring down at the gravestone, I slowly sank down to my knees. Savannah, I loved you. I swear I loved you with my whole heart. Scrubbing my hands down my face, I let out a frustrated groan. I don't know what's happening to me. My world was destroyed when you left me, but now I feel like I'm finally coming back to life, and it's all because of Kylan. I feel so guilty because I feel things so differently with her than I did with you. And I don't know what to do with that. Why did you leave me? Why? Falling back onto my ass, I rested my arms over my knees and stared at her name. Savannah Lynn Thompson. Looking away, I stared at a bird that was sitting in a tree. The snow from the storm was already gone, and the weather was back to the low 60s. It was a beautiful day. It's beautiful out today. You would have loved it. The bird flew off, and I closed my eyes. I can't move on, Savannah. I've fallen in love with her, yet I can't move on.
She'd want you to.
My eyes snapped open and I jumped up to see Savannah's brother Sam standing there, carrying a bouquet of flowers. My heart stopped for a moment. I hadn't seen him in a few years. I had grown close to Savannah's family when we dated, but after her death, we grew apart. He set them down next to the flowers I had brought.
Don't you think 4.5 years is enough time, Thano?
With a sigh, I looked down and kicked at a piece of grass. Everyone keeps telling me to move on. I don't know if I can.
Why do you think that is?
I looked into his eyes. It was the first time anyone had actually asked me that.
Hell, I don't know, Sam. Maybe because she died walking down the aisle, and there was nothing I could do. We didn't even get a chance to start a life together.
He never once broke my stare.
Or is it because, in a small way, you felt relieved she died, and that has filled you with guilt?
My hands balled into fists as anger surged through my body.
Fuck you, Thompson. I loved your sister and wanted to marry her. Why in the hell would I have wanted her to die?
He let out a soft laugh. Oh, I know you loved her, and she loved you. But I don't think either one of you wanted to admit you loved each other for the wrong reasons. I could feel my heart pounding in my chest. His words rattled my entire body. What in the hell are you talking about? I asked. Sam turned and faced Savannah's grave. Thano, I want you to really dig down deep and think about this. The two of you were together since high school and all through college. When you asked Savannah to marry you, was it truly because you wanted to spend the rest of your life with her? Or was it because you felt it was your sense of duty? Kind of like right now, how you feel like it is your sense of duty to mourn her and not move on. You let the guilt of feeling happy keep you from actually feeling happy. His words felt like they were a slap to my face. I opened my mouth to argue, but I couldn't. For the first time in over 4 years, I let reality in. Sam gave me a weak smile. It's okay, Thano. You can't beat yourself up over it anymore. I loved her, Sam. I really did. And she loved you. But even Savannah wasn't sure. The day before the wedding, she confided in me. She said she was having second thoughts, but didn't know how to talk to you about it. I told her she needed to talk to you before the wedding. But I'm going to guess she never did. My eyes widened in shock. She was having second thoughts about getting married. I shook my head, as if it would help the jumbled mess inside of it. Knowing Savannah had the same doubts almost had me feeling relieved as the guilt lessened some. Wait. My mother said Savannah told her mother she wanted to talk to me. Sam's expression turned sad. My mother wouldn't let Savannah share her fears with you. She told her she was being silly, and that she needed to push past the fears. Oh, God. I took a few steps back. My heart sank as I looked at Sam. Do you think that's why she had the heart attack? He jerked his face back in shock. No, Thano, you already know the doctors said she had a heart defect. I forced the air into my lungs. But what if the added stress caused something to happen? Walking up to me, Sam grabbed onto my arms. Stop. Thano, think back to the numerous times you saw Savannah complaining her chest was aching. Each time she would give some excuse, almost as if she somehow knew something was wrong. Even I remember her saying something when we were in Cancun on a family vacation, after we went for a walk along the beach. The wedding, you, none of that had anything to do with her dying. Her heart gave out. There is nothing more to it. Stop beating yourself up every chance you get. Thano, don't let your fear keep you from opening your heart again. It's time to move on. Closing my eyes, I numbly shook my head. You're right, I barely said as he dropped his hands. About. I opened my eyes and pulled in a deep breath before slowly pushing it out. I looked into Savannah's brother's eyes and decided I couldn't ignore it any longer. I was relieved. A small part of me was relieved the wedding never happened. The guilt I've felt over the last 4 years knowing that has been something I've carried deep inside of me, refusing to ever let that thought back into my head again. The moment I first thought it, I hated myself for thinking it. I loved Savannah, and I only wanted to make her happy and give her the life she deserved. I thought by marrying her I was doing what we both wanted. Now I don't even know if either one of us wanted it at all. Both of us remained silent for a few moments before Sam finally spoke. I think you both wanted it in some small way. But if you had gotten married, I honestly don't think you would have stayed married for long before you grew apart. That's the thing about love, Thano. There is love, and then there is the love you can't live without. Kylan. I wasn't sure how long we stood there in silence before Sam finally shook my hand and took off. It was another few minutes before I decided it was time to leave. I'll always love you, Savannah, but it's time I forgive myself and open up my heart to someone else. I think you would love Kylan. She's full of life and so strong. Closing my eyes, I softly said, I pray to God I didn't mess things up with her. Feeling a tear slip from my eye, I quickly wiped it away. With a smile, I whispered, Goodbye, Savannah.
19. 2 weeks later. Kylan. Walking into Onion Creek, I took a deep inhale through my nose.
God, something smelled wonderful. I wasn't even sure how.